I can see. Only God I can see through his big old view.
Can you hear what's going on in the tissue? Let's have a look. Oh yes, you can play I Spy with that, can't you?
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with P. P.
It's mummy.
It's mummy. What's mummy holding?
I can't see. Ah, pen.
Pencil. P for pencil.
P for pen.
Right, what are we going to have for lunch
today? This, hula hoops.
Hula hoops. We're having a strange lunch today. You've asked for some very funny things, haven't you?
Hula hoops.
Yes.
I love the hula hoops. Love it. Chocolate cake.
Well, we haven't got any chocolate cake.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we have.
Excuse me, don't argue. We haven't.
Yes, we have, because Linda gave us some.
Linda?
No, silly.
You just said Linda.
I said, no, Auntie Mabel's chocolate cake.
Auntie Mabel's chocolate cake? Well, that's Auntie Mabel and Pippin who were on the television.
Who am I? That means Auntie Mabel's not got any chocolate cake anyway. This bear's got chocolate cake. That chocolate cake.
Oh, do you know who you look like when you've got that tissue on your head?
What?
Santa.
Yeah.
Look, let me show you. You're like this. That looks like his tash. And that looks like his white
beard.
He's not white beard. Just let me get the mirror and let me have a look at yourself. Here we are. Let's have a little look in the mirror. You've got to be careful with this because it's got torn at the back. There you are. Can you see yourself?
Hello. Merry Christmas.
You look like Father Christmas, don't you?
Let me have another look. I can't
see. Oh, look at that truck, quick.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it going past?
Yeah, I can't see it. Maybe look. Hello, my name is Chris.
Your name is what?
Santa.
Santa?
Yes.
Do you know who gave you that mirror?
Who?
Your friend Riordan for your first birthday.
Who's Riordan?
Riordan. It's a round mirror. And it's got sort of inflatable vinyl yellow sun round it, just like baby sun out of Teletubbies. Oh, look who's on the fence.
Run, you bad cat.
He's not a bad cat.
Go away.
No, why is he why are you telling Phoenix to go away?
Because I don't want him near my garden.
Why?
Because he might poo on the grass.
He might poo on the grass. He's jumping down there. Oh, whoa, that was a big jump, wasn't it?
What do you think he's looking for Purdy to chase?
Do you think he's looking to chase Purdy? Well, if he is, he'll be very disappointed because Purdy's upstairs in her bed asleep. I've just been to see her.
Mummy.
Yes?
He's hunting for Purdy.
Is he hunting for Purdy?
Yes.
Is he prowling?
Here.
Prowling around.
Here.
Oh, that's a nice prowl, isn't it? No, we're having a strange lunch today. We're having little bits and bobs because we've been to Sonia's.
And now that nice chocolate cake.
We haven't got any chocolate cake. We've got some of birthday cake from Isabel. Is that what you mean?
Yes, I mean.
Right, look, let's have a look. We've been to Sonia's, haven't we, on the way home from nursery. And she's given us a huge chunk of Isabel's birthday cake because it was Isabel's birthday party last week.
A chunky like heaven's nose.
Well, it was a Winnie the Pooh cake, but it's not chocolate cake. That's sponge jam and buttercream.
Jam!
Who did it have on the top? It had Winnie the Pooh and who else?
Eeyore, Tigger and Rabbit.
Eeyore, Tigger and Rabbit. That's beautiful. And Sonia did the party, didn't she? And Mummy helped Daddy Rod, as you call him, Isabel's daddy, Daddy Rod. I helped with the food, didn't I, and the clearing away. And so she's given us a huge piece of cake.
And Daddy's helped you put a cake for thank you, helping.
That's right, it's a big piece of cake to say thank you for helping. What else has she given us?
For you. What's not that? For me. For Mummy.
For Mummy.
Hey! Now what are you doing now, Felix?
I think he's just sniffing the grass. It's a bit wet today, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not raining, but it's very damp on the grass.
Look at these pretty flowers, freesia. Well, open up.
God, can't hear you.
Well, you've got your eyes shut, so that shouldn't affect the way you listen. Smell those flowers.
But they're not flowers, really.
They are flowers, darling. They've got some green fern and some leaves. They probably won't smell very nice at the moment, but when they open up, they will. And look, we've got a nice card in the gold envelope. Shall we?
Can't hear you.
Thomas, please don't shout. I don't want you to be silly now. This is gold. It's a nice gold card. It says thank you. Isn't that pretty?
Can I miss with this card? Can I fit with that?
Well, you can play with the envelope. Look at that. Thank you. It's a beautiful handmade card. Look, with roses on this and a little gold ribbon. And it says thank you. Just to say thank you again for all your help on Saturday. Rob and I couldn't have managed it all on our own. We won't read the rest of it because it goes on a bit, doesn't it? But it says love, Sonia and Isabel. That's nice.
My glover
Oh, Feely Felix has come back to the door. Doesn't he look white? He's a black and white cat and his white bits look beautifully white, don't they?
Right.
Yeah, you mustn't touch it, darling, because you're eating it.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes.
It says, Isabel and I have been very good.
Does it? Well, I'll tell you what, Thomas, you were actually extremely good at that party. I was so proud of you. And that's why Mummy was able to help Sonia so much, because you were a little treasure. You didn't shove or push, you weren't noisy, you weren't silly. Imagine you never are really when we go out, are you? You are if it's just you. And you know the people very well. But if you go out with a group of other children, you're always very quiet. Which isn't something you're being at the moment, is it? Right, there's your drink. Let's have some cheese.
Big cheese.
Phoenix is trying to climb across the plant pots and look. I think he wants to come and see you. I don't really want to bring him in because he'll eat Purdy's food, won't he? If that's what he wants, he's trying to get in, look. I like his collar.
Do you think he's going to bash the window down?
Well, he can't bash the window down, Thomas, because it's a big double glazed patio door and he's only a little pussycat, isn't he? Have you seen the colour of his collar? Blue. And what colour was the cat? We've just seen a black cat on our way home. What colour did that cat have?
Red.
Red. I used to have a black cat with a red collar. Look at the plate. Cakes. Come on, Winnie the Pooh plate.
Don't be scared because I flattened him away.
Oh, right, that's so nice.
When I crunching some bacon, flew away. Back over the fence.
The sound of you crunching? Right. Now, would you like some cheese?
No. What does that like taste?
There's pear there.
I don't like that because it's so brown.
Well, it's only brown because it's what you didn't eat at breakfast and I put it back in the fridge. Would you like some apple instead?
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me? Thomas?
Please?
That's better.
Oh, where's it gone? I hope I'm not treading on it. Where's it gone?
Don't think you're treading on it.
It's got that hula hoop. Look, hula hoop. Golden. Hula ploof.
Hula
cloops. We'll plant one of these. And we could have our apple tree.
Do you mean the pips? We could plant one of the pips and have our own apple tree. Well, look, outside. You see this big pot here?
Yeah.
With just a twig. And the big pot behind it with an even bigger twig. Those are apple trees. One has green apples, one has red apples.
Well, I don't see the apples.
No, the apples won't grow yet. It's not time for apples to grow on trees.
Because it's too cold. It's winter time.
It is winter time, yes. What'll happen? It's really getting near spring now. We've seen lots of blossom on trees.
It's springtime and Auntie Mabel's. It's almost springtime. And Miss Bradford said we can play out in springtime.
Right. Auntie Mabel, are you talking about something on the television at springtime? But was it Blackford?
No, 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 no.
Don't be silly, Thomas, please. Mrs. Blackford is the nursery teacher from the nursery in the afternoon, isn't she? And she said you can play out in springtime. That's right, when you stop at Mrs. Blackford's for lunch, you always go outside afterwards on a nice day.
We go on that nice cake, please, now.
Well, no, you guys have some apple and cheese first.
Okay. And I want big cheese, though, please.
Yes, okay. But, we've seen blossom on the trees, haven't we? Well, blossom's been out on the trees for a few days now. And when the weather gets a little bit warmer, we'll see blossom on the apple trees. And then we'll get the big leaves. We'll get the big leaves, and then you'll get apples. You'll get some red apples on one tree, and some green apples on another tree.
And they fall off on the ground.
Well, I don't think we'll let them fall on the ground. We're going to eat them, aren't we? We see a lot of apples.
It doesn't matter. When they fall down, you'll tell them, or I'll pull my spatula up, and then they will fall in my trailer.
That's fantastic. You can do that, can't you, this year? Because Christopher's given you that tractor and trailer, so you're quite right. When the apple's ready for picking, or when they fall down, you can collect them in your trailer.
Yes, and then I could knock on the window.
Don't shout, please. I'm here.
I could knock on the window and say, Mummy, I got myself apples.
Yes.
And then you could open the door.
And have you been talking to Miss Lansdale and Miss Ashwood about growing apple pips?
Yeah. Thanks.
Miss Lansdale likes apples, doesn't she? Did she say she has some apples in her garden, some apple trees?
I don't know.
But we'd still have to go to the shops. They want a very big piece of the trees, isn't it? Because even though we grow apples...
Later.
No, that's Mummy's.
I'm just going to smell it. I'm just going to smell it because it might be ripe.
Ripe?
All right.
It won't be ripe. Cheese does get ripe. It can smell very, very strong when it's ripe. This is only mild cheese, though, isn't it?
We can eat that cake later.
In a minute. You've got to eat your cheese and eat some apple first. Cake's a treat for afterwards when you've eaten other things, Thomas. We do actually need to get from the shop some fruit. We haven't got many bananas. We've got two bananas.
Hello, we've got this for you, Mum.
Oh, that's a funny one. We've got some oranges, little satsumas, some big oranges and a lemon. But we need to buy apples, pears, and shall we see about grapes and strawberries?
Oh, yeah.
And we've got to get some bananas as well.
Well, no, I have that. That's from my own mouse cheese. Oh, you! About me, I'm a mouse. Yummy, cheese!
You're a mouse, are you? About to eat some cheese? Mmm.
Well, look at this mouse.
Yes, gosh. I think you're quite a big mouse, actually, because.
What?
Oh, the big bite marks going from that piece of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where mice live?
What?
Do you know where mice live?
Doing holes.
In little holes, don't they?
Little Pippin flies 2 miles away back in his tunnel.
Did he? That's the programme come outside with Auntie Mabel and Pippin. You're saying Pippin frightened a mouse away back into his tunnel. Mm. Back into his little hole. Yes, I think I remember that one because Auntie Mabel was sitting quietly, wasn't she? And the mouse poked its head out of the hole, which they do when it's quiet and it's fairly dark. Mice think it's safe to come out, but the minute it poked its head out, Pippin went woof, 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 and the mouse shot back into his hole, didn't he?
Auntie Mabel saying, oh, Pippin.
Yes, but I think Auntie Mabel tends to finish that programme every day by saying, oh, Pippin. Before you went to nursery, we used to watch Auntie Mabel and Pippin on the television on Mondays and Fridays. Well, a long time ago, it used to be on for a quarter of an hour on a Monday morning and a Friday morning. And then we started going to Julian's music lessons, you know, bang a drum time. So we used to miss it on a Friday. But Mummy used to tape it, and we've got all the tapes, haven't we?
I'll tape it now.
Well, we don't tape it now because I've got it on tape, but it's on the CBBC On Choice. It's on Wednesday now, isn't it? What sort of things do they talk about on Auntie Mabel?
There's some things. Apples.
Apples.
And over it was a big truck. And Mama just had two wheels.
A big truck with two wheels?
Mm?
On Auntie Mabel's programme?
Mm?
What programme was that about?
Apples.
Apples?
Mm-hmm.
Why did a truck just have two wheels?
So I have one wheel, two wheel, three wheel, four wheels. There are two wheels aside.
Right. So really it didn't just have two wheels, did it? I think sometimes if you look at a truck from the side view, like pretend this bread bin is a truck. If you see it from this angle and you see one wheel out at the front, one wheel out at the back, you think it only have two wheels, but then when you go around the side, it has two more at the other side, so it's actually got four wheels.
Right. But only fast be the truck. The truck.
The red truck.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
Mummy, I guess you said it's a lot of the building site, but then you saw Mummy. And the road and I the letters on the side, and then you know.
Pretending that's a truck, and I've got to look at the letters on the side, have I?
This side.
This side. Oh, it says it's a bread truck. I bet it's carrying loaves of bread. Shall we have a look inside?
Mm.
Oh, wow! White bread and brown bread.
Mm.
Very good.
What do you colour what you want?
I'd like some brown bread, I think, please.
Brown bread? It's brown.
Oh, here's some brown bread. Can I have it ready sliced, please?
Okay.
There we are.
Sliced.
Right, oh, that's lovely. Thank you. Nice brown sliced loaf. The white loaf isn't sliced, is it? That's just come out of the bread maker this morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give you
don't play with any bread, John. Would you like that piece of bread?
No, can you have a bit of it?
Yeah, but take it out of the lorry, please. That's right, now let's put the lid on, otherwise the bread's going to go.
Become
away. Would you like to eat that piece of bread?
No, please, yours.
Oh, thank you. Have I just bought it from you?
Mm.
How much is that?
£2.
£2? One, two.
That's how I go with £4.
Oh, thank you. When Mummy was a little girl, Thomas, we lived in a village. We lived on a farm. And we lived in a village, and the nearest shops were 3 miles away. Well, actually, in the next village, there was a little post office.
Did they sell sweets and fire extinguishers?
They didn't sell fire extinguishers. They perhaps had one, but they sold sweets and newspapers, and it was a post office. And they perhaps had bread, I can't remember.
Can you see any factories?
Well, I don't think I really looked when I was a little girl, Thomas. You probably did have. And in that little village, there was Mummy's school. Oh, do you see all those birds flying across?
Mm.
But the nearest proper town was 3 miles away, and that's where Nonna and Grandad Bealby live now, in Pocklington. And so, because we didn't go to the town every day, which was 3 miles away, and there wasn't a very good bus service, Nana used to buy her bread from a little van that used to come round. It was a sunglass van, and he used to come on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. And he used to come about 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he'd pull up in the village and he'd go, beep beep. And all the ladies, like Nana Bealby, would have a little basket ready and a purse ready. And they'd go trotting out and I'd go with her. And I had a little basket all of my own. I'll show you, it's upstairs. And we used to buy bread and cakes and biscuits. And they also started to sell fruit.
Then you lost your bag, did you?
No, my basket's upstairs. I kept it. And then we also used to have a man came round on a Saturday with some beef ready to roast for Sunday lunch. And on Friday the man would come round selling fresh fish, so we could have fish on Fridays. And another man used to come round in a van on a Monday. You would have loved it, big blue van with a big back. And it had steps and you could go in, and he had fruit and vegetables and drinks and all sorts of things. And then on a Sunday night, you would have liked this as well. This was another blue van, but it was a little blue van, not a big van. And he used to come on Sunday evening about 6 o'clock. And he sold crisps and fizzy drinks. And we used to call him the Pop Man. And then there were two other men that used to come. One used to come, I've forgotten what day of the week, and Nana Bealby used to have a little book, and she'd write down everything she wanted from the shop, such as flour and sugar and butter and eggs. And she didn't have eggs because we had our own eggs. Eggs came from the hens on the farm. But anyway, say she wanted some jam and some bananas and some flour.
The bananas in pajamas are walking down the stairs.
You sing your bananas in pajamas walking down the stairs. And she would write in a little book all the things she needed, and this little man would come in his car and he'd pick up her list, not just hers, all the other ladies in the village. And he'd go back to his shop and then he'd take Nana's list and he'd go around the shop and he'd take all the things off the shelf that she wanted, pop them in the basket, and then he'd come to our house with a big box of groceries and Nana would pay him. And then there was another man that came every now and again, and he used to come on a Monday. I remember this. He was called Mr. Fowler.
And he used to mean the dustbin man?
No, we had the dustbin man here on a Monday. He was called Mr. Fowler and he used to wear a big hat.
Like a cook.
Well, it wasn't a cook's hat, but it was a big hat.
And underneath, like a cook hat.
Yes, perhaps. And underneath his hat, he had no hair and he was bald. I think that's why he used to wear a hat, because perhaps his head was curled without hair to keep it warm. And he used to come in and he used to take his cap off, and he was always terribly polite. And he used to sell things like towels and sheets and pillowcases. I think he only came once or twice a year. And if Nana wanted anything like that, she used to order it from him. And then he'd come back, because he had a shop in Pocklington, and it's still there. And he'd come back with these things. And as he was going, he would put his cap back on, and he would raise his little cap, and he would say, "Much obliged, Mrs. Bealby, good night." He'd always say goodbye to me as well.
Mummy, did he creep around?
He didn't creep around. No, he had a car as well.
Did he just creep in?
No, he didn't creep in. Grandma always knew he was coming. Because he'd send a little card through the post to say that he'd be in the area. Because he just came every now and again. But all the other people used to come once a week, and we knew which days. And then, when Mummy was about 10 years old, they built a big supermarket in Pocklington, which is near, it's Summerfield now, but it wasn't in those days. And then when the supermarket opened, and people got cars, it makes me sound terribly old, that, because we had a car when I was very little. People used to drive to the town and do their shopping.
Did you see any fashions in the shop?
Well, again, I don't think I looked really, Thomas, but they must have had them.
Did you see any blue ones? Because that's the old one.
I don't know. I think they were red. Mainly red, Thomas.
Those green or blue.
Could you sit up, please, Mum? For me, just look.
I don't want that.
The cake, until you finish that piece of apple.
No, okay.
Well, you need to have the cheese, but you've eaten nearly all the cheese.
Okay. I don't want the cheese, I want this apple.
Okay.
I love some juicy.
So that's how Nana used to do her shopping. It's funny that, isn't it? We used to go to the town as well. Used to go into Pocklington and buy everything.
Town is very busy.
Town is very busy, yes.
Mummy, I hope you didn't lose your toy bag.
Oh, no, I've still got the basket upstairs, and I used to have I had two handbags. I had a little brown leather handbag, and I had a little red handbag with a little gold dog stuck to the side. And my sister, Auntie Janet, used to have a little green handbag.
I got blood green, I like blue. Oh, that says blue!
The sign outside of Rachel's house.
And that one because it's blue.
I used to think I was very grown up. I had my purse. I've still got the purse. Do you know who gave me the purse? It was in my Santa stocking, and it's a little yellow purse with kittens on it. I've still got that as well. I used to feel very grown up with my purse in my handbag and a little hairbrush. Used to carry it around the town with my mummy.
Oh, you didn't lose it. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't lose him. No, no. I've still got that as well. And in fact, upstairs I've got a photograph of Mummy carrying her little shopping basket outside the bread van.
I don't like fish, but I do like the sharp, snappy teeth.
You don't like fish, but you like sharks?
I do like sharks and the snappy teeth. Stop!
Why have we suddenly gone from talking about shopping to sharks? So you would have enjoyed all these bombs coming round.
No, it's sharks and whales.
No.
Sea lions and
whales? Sea lions eat sharks and whales, do they? Just going back to vans, Thomas, there are vans now because we've done it twice, haven't we? We've shopped on Debbie's computer, haven't we, over the net? We've tapped in, on the keyboard what we wanted. And then the big Tesco van came round, didn't it, and delivered it. And what colour were the boxes that the Tesco man brought?
Blue.
They were blue, weren't they?
I love blue. Let me have that Trini's cake, please.
It's not the Trini's cake.
You just pretend you want a room and with cakes. Please, can I have 3 New York cakes, please?
You'd like a New York cake from the cake man?
Yeah.
Well, I think we used to buy bread on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and on Saturday we'd buy bread, but Nana would always buy cream cakes on Saturdays.
Excuse me, just please get that cake, please. Thank you.
Is this cake what you'd like, sir?
Yes.
Would you like it on the Winnie the Pooh plate?
Yeah.
Well, it's a very big piece of cake. This is too big for one person, isn't it?
Doesn't matter. I'll show it to you.
Yes.
Good.
There we are. Now, which way shall we cut it to?
That
way or that way?
This way.
This way. Right, you've got a bit of green icing, which looks like it might have been the grass. Gosh, that's a big piece of cake, Thomas.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it?
No, because they're the big pieces.
So. That's a strange lunch, isn't it? Who only eats apple, cheese and birthday cake?
Love it.
You love it? Mm. They've made a sandwich with this cake. Look, they've made some cake and they cut it and they put a layer of jam and a layer of buttercream and another layer of cake. Another layer of jam, another layer of buttercream and another layer of cake. And then they've got icing on top, haven't they? Is that scrummy?
Scrummy, wummy, in my tummy.
You sound like Winnie the Pooh now. He makes up little rhymes, doesn't he? Winnie the Pooh makes up little rhymes. I said scrummy, yummy, in my tummy. It sounds like something Winnie the Pooh would say.
Might say scrummy, yummy, in my nothing.
Scrummy, yummy, in my nothing. Mm. That would be a funny thing to say, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Did you like Isabel's party on Saturday?
Mm.
You won a prize, actually, didn't you? You played all sorts of games past the parcel and did the Grand Old Duke of York and the Okie Cokie and lots of things.
And we were going to the school rolling
bus. That's right, Sangreal's on the bus. And then we had, straight after the meal, which I must say, you sat at the table very nicely, you were very polite.
I didn't run around.
You didn't run around. You were absolutely fantastic. You ran around when it was the time to run around. And when it wasn't the time to run around, you were brilliant. You sat still and quietly. And after the meal, there was some colouring to do, wasn't there? There was some pictures of snowmen. And everybody sat on the floor and coloured some snowmen. And there was a prize for that. I don't know who won the best prize. I think it might have been Ben, because Ben won a prize for doing something, didn't he?
Because running.
You think it was running?
Ben was the drawing.
And then Sonia played a little tweeny story on a tape. And then she asked 5 questions and you were the person that got all the questions right.
It was skateboard Sarge.
That's right, she said, who was Skateboard Sarge? And you shot your hand up and said a policeman. She said, very good, Thomas. And you knew the answers to all the questions she asked.
And which... I won a prize.
And you won a prize, didn't
you? I didn't notice. I thought I was never, never getting a prize, and I won.
Did you? You thought you were never, never getting the prize?
No.
And then we had some cake, didn't we?
Like this.
Mmm. We brought a piece of cake home from the party. And we should have gone to Sonny's house the other day, but we didn't make it, did we? Or at least we didn't, they weren't in, and we've only just gone at lunchtime today. And she's given us more cake.
Mm. Fancy that.
Fancy that. That tastes very, very nice.
Mmm.
Good.
You have to come back.
Well, I'm still finishing my sandwich, Johnny. Right. And I'm going to have another piece, well, a piece when I finish this, thank you.
Okay.
Mmm. Enjoy my sandwich. It was very pleasant. Are you not going to eat the pear that you left at breakfast?
No.
Well, shall I finish the pear? Thank you very much. Mmm. Actually, it's a bit soggy, this pear now, isn't it?
That's fine. We could wash it in the rain and mix it and hang it up.
I could wash it in the rain, mix it and hang it up. But I think if we got water on it, it would just turn to mush. It doesn't need any more moisture on that, does it?
Oh, my God. I know something.
What do you know?
I can't eat any more jam. I liked the nice white ice.
You like nice white ice?
No, just potato, smashed potato.
Oh, right.
If I even sell my jam, then if I even sell, you could feed your fireman's Officer Steel.
Right, you're Fireman Sam and I'm Fire Officer Steel, is that right?
Fire Officer Steel.
Yes, Fireman Sam.
Taste all the smashed potato.
Have you just made that farmer's home?
Yeah.
Mm. Just let me swallow my pear. That's not mashed potato, that's buttercream from the inside of a cake.
But I made...
Don't get crumbs on the
floor. It made tomato cake, but no, it's mashed potato now.
It's very nice. Who else likes mashed potato?
Badger and badger.
What is it, you're never far away?
Yeah.
Badger and never far away. Is that what they sing?
Never far away.
Mm.
But it is a long way away. They sing it wrong.
Do they?
Badger and badger. La 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 la, Roger, and nothing in the fall of nothing.
I don't think it's them that's saying it wrong. I think it's you.
Let me have that blood, please.
Excuse me. I'm putting it back on the paper.
Let me look at it. Let me hold it.
What do you say? Please. Thank you. Please remember, you do not get things unless you say please. When you've been given something.
Say no, thank you.
Look at this, there are three holes on this cake. 1, 2, 3, 4. That must have been where the candles were.
Okay.
How old is
please
this about?
Please, can I have a bit of that crunchy bit?
The crunchy icing, it's got white piped icing with a lemon on it.
I love lemon.
What do you say?
Birds.
Mmm, listen. I can hear a siren. Can you hear that?
The back door, and I can hear.
Well, the key isn't in the door, is it? By the time I open the door, it'll have gone. What do you think it was?
Found him.
Cake is very, very nice, Thomas, isn't it? Mmm.
Please, can I have another bit? that brooch she icing.
You can. There you are.
That's thanks. Well, I like the crunchy icing.
You like the crunchy icing, do you?
You can remember it.
I think this cake was made in a shop in Hazel Grove.
Look.
Oh, do they? Let me see, Thomas. Then you drop down.
Meow.
What'd you say?
Uncle. Badger and nothing, badger and nothing. La 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 la. Badger and badger and a never far away.
You enjoy singing, don't you?
My medical tears.
Watch you don't stretch it too far and it snaps because it belongs on this jar, doesn't it?
It snaps, it will go in pieces. We can rub a bit.
But also when rubber bands snap, it might fling back, twang, and it might hit you and then it hurts.
Yeah, because I'm in that room. That room. Will it fling back in that room?
Well, no, it might fling back towards you and hit you, and then it would hurt.
I'd be upstairs there by then, because I'd be having a wee-wee.
You'd be upstairs having a wee-wee by then?
And it won't fit upstairs, will it?
No.
Because it can't know where's the stairs.
No, I think if it went upstairs, it would be very strange, wouldn't it?
I think I'll say hello and don't know the answer.
Pom, you don't know the answer?
Which answer?
I thought you just said you didn't know the answer.
The answer from the rubber band, and I say, what's that bouncing? I say hello. But nobody answered.
You said hello, but nobody answered. Are you talking to the rubber band?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's perhaps why it didn't answer, Thomas, because it's a rubber band.
The bands don't talk.
No, they don't, do they?
Do.
Right, have you finished that piece of cake?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, please.
It's very nice. Isabel had a lot of cards, didn't she? Thomas, don't be silly, please.
I'm tasting all the air in here.
Kissing all the air?
Eating all the air.
Eating it? You look like a goldfish.
Why?
Because goldfish open their mouth and shut them very quickly like that.
I am a goldfish.
Are you? You look like a Thomas to me.
I'm a Thomas goldfish.
Are you? A goldfish called Thomas.
Mummy, looked in a little pond like Mummy, saw a big fish coming, watch.
Oh yeah. Don't do that so much to me, because if you take a lot of air in, your tummy will start hurting. Right, I'll get a clock and I'll just wipe these crumbs.
Mummy, I want the timer.
Cousin?
Timer. Timer when it's cooking, they go ring.
I'll put that in the kitchen, Thomas.
I've
got the timer now. What's your look? You're getting your sleeves on those crumbs. You're a real mess pot, aren't you, when you're eating? Thomas the mess pot.
Thomas the fishy.
Would you like to help me put the flowers in the vase that Sonny brought us?
Right, but I better help you get all that mess away. But I won't tidy your flowers up.
Let me wipe the table again. No, just a minute, I'll wipe your hands in a second.
I love you.
You love me? Oh, that's nice. I love you as well.
Kiss my back.
Why, to kiss your back?
Yes. It's not smelly. No, I
didn't. It should hurt your back, is it, smelly? I'll give it a kiss. I'll give you a head a kiss. Mmm, nice.
Well,
I.
You You are coming in my bed, Mummy.
Am I?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. I promise.
I promise?
Yeah.
I promise. We can come in your bed and we can read a story, can't we?
About the lost hippo.
The lost hippo? Is that the book that you brought home from nursery?
Yeah.
Is it really about a hippo?
Yeah.
Well, I had a quick look in your bag and I didn't think it was about a hippopotamus.
Yeah. About the Eeyore.
About the Eeyore? That sounds like a donkey. Let's have a look. You still have this.
Okay.
Ah.
What is it?
Let's have a look at your school bag,
excuse
right?
Excuse me.
Your hands are nice and clean, aren't they?
Can I have you to roll that red one?
Well, let's just look at it together here, but we need to wipe the table because...
Just
listen. No, just wait a minute, Thomas, please.
Oh, Mum.
No, we can't get it sticky because it's not our book. Let's wipe the table properly.
I have the red one, for my sake.
Right,
and please let me give the blue book bag.
Well, let's have a look at this book together first.
Oh.
This is a picture of you at nursery, isn't it? A picture of me, that says September 2000.
And that's me when you floss.
Pardon?
That's me when you floss, the other fat one. That's called fat because I didn't know you were fat.
You didn't know I was fat?
Look.
Yes? So, Daddy, happy birthday, love, Thomas. That's a bit of a birthday card that you made, Daddy. This book we're looking at now.
Excuse me, can I shut you? Because this is the big crinkling sound.
Oh, it's crinkled, isn't it? Let's look at the picture. This is the scrapbook that you bring home from nursery
it's
each week.
Minute.
No, because we have to look at the picture. Right, this is 27th of September, using your right hand. A robot. Thomas is developing his pencil control whilst tracing. Oh, I see. This is tracing paper. Did you have it over another picture?
Yeah.
And you had a pencil or a pen and you traced on top of it. What's on the next page? Yeah. Ah, this is October. Thomas is learning to recognise his shapes. What shapes can you see?
Stars. Up in the sky. Triangles. And what's that, Mummy?
Square.
Round circle, what's that?
Rectangle.
A big line and a big note.
And on this one, Thomas is learning to use his scissors to try and cut along a straight line. Very good. You've cut down a piece of red card there, haven't you?
Oh! Yummy!
What can you see on that picture? This picture given to Thomas during the Harvest Festival on the 8th of October. And you've coloured in a picture of an apple, some bananas, peas, cherries, grapes, carrots and a pear. Very good. Now, this is October as well. Developing relationships, my family. Show me who you've drawn there.
Daddy.
Yes.
Mummy.
Yes.
Thomas and Patsy.
No, Purdy.
What's that?
Well, it looks like a squiggle, but is that Purdy's tail?
But, no, you can't see her face.
You can't see her face? Right, well, perhaps she was walking away, was she, when you drew it? Ah,
hey, Chunk.
This is exploring measures. Thomas has been measuring his foot. He was able to find a friend's foot, which was shorter. So did he have to draw around your shoe?
Yeah.
And then cut it out and stick it on a piece of card?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a hedgehog. You did that at Mrs. Platford's, didn't you? Because this book that we've
got... Where is stuck on this one?
Well, so we can see how big your foot was in October 2000.
Oh, but Mummy, next year what the other one
this year actually did it at Mrs. Platford's.
Excuse
but...
me. I need my fire engine for this bitch. Because there's something I need to put out.
No, don't get down there. You're covered in crumbs, Thomas.
Mummy.
Well, shall I get it for you?
Okay.
Which fire engine do you need?
The one with a peach cut sound.
Right.
Like there's something to put out.
The one that Santa brought you?
Yes.
This one?
Yes. That's the right one.
Good. But we couldn't get through a tape without a fire engine.
Nina,
being a
Nina, psh. Da-da-da-da.
Oh no, we haven't got there yet. I know what you want it for.
Lord of the Hill.
Right, there's another picture of a hedgehog there. Oh, and now there's a picture of you and it says, self-care, I am trying hard to put on my coat and put on my own shoes. You can do that now, can't you? Oh, goodness me, now we've moved on to November 2000. It says, I know these colours, I can sort match and can continue a pattern. You've stuck little pictures,
just pretend to say, help, help.
Don't look at that over there.
Mummy, just pretend to say, help, help.
Help, help.
No, no, no.
I know why you're doing this, because what's this a picture of?
Fire.
It's a bonfire, isn't it? What have you got at the bottom here?
Flames.
All these flames, you've made it out of beautiful...
Excuse me.
Don't get that to me.
Don't put your hand there, because this fire won't get past. Lean on, lean on.
Right. You've made beautiful flames out of orange and yellow fluorescent paper. And then some shiny red paper, sort of
Where's
foil.
The hose gone? That is dust. There you go.
So that's a bonfire. Is that supposed to be fireworks in the sky?
Yeah.
You use paint and glue and glitter, haven't you, to draw that?
The fire's out now.
Very good. And it's all on black paper, so that's to represent the sky, is it?
Lots of number ones.
No, it's not number one, I think it's T, isn't it? On the next page we've got, you've obviously used something.
I thought we missed a page.
I thought we missed a page, Thomas, but no, we haven't, it's just stuck together. No, it's stuck together. It says, I have been painting with a T for Thomas. That's November as well. We've been
Excuse me, this sponge is going to go. With a nice cup of coffee.
Right, so let's
go.
Another fire! This says, passage of time. In the morning I go to nursery. Where do you go in the afternoons?
Mrs. Ash Platt.
Mrs. Platt, but you only go on Tuesdays and Thursdays, don't you? The rest of the time you do things at home. And at night, where do you go?
Go to bed.
Go to bed. There's a picture of you in bed there.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Now, this is beautiful. How did you make that picture, Thomas?
With straws and you don't suck.
With straws and you don't suck.
Did you make it on your tummy?
And that would make you sick. You've obviously been using green, blue and yellow paint, have you? So did you have paint? Did you put the straw in the paint? Show me how it's done.
You just do this and I'm like, go.
What do you have to do? Do you have to... I don't understand how those bubbles get onto the paper. Do you have to suck a little bit of paint in a straw and then blow it out on the paper?
Yeah. You put it all over your face and then it goes everywhere.
I bet it does. That's just what I was thinking. The picture's beautiful though. It's a nice bubble paint.
Excuse me. Fire engine's trying to get past. Toot toot.
So do you do that with a straw, Thomas? Or do you do it with... or do you do it with... you know, like they have the magic wand to blow bubbles?
What magic wand?
Well, you know when you put the magic wand into some bubble bath and we blow it, it makes big bubbles. Isn't that how you do these bubble paintings?
Yeah.
You make...
Let me tell you, Mummy, which one? With the big bubble, I know.
Oh, we've got the bubble machine, haven't we, with the batteries, and it makes big, big, big bubbles.
Let me have that, please.
Well, we can have that in a few minutes.
Oh, goody. Okay. The fountain has got a big hoot here. Choo-choo!
That's a big hoot, isn't it?
It means it's trying to get past. Choo-choo!
Okay. Well, I sometimes work out how you do this. So do you mix some paint with bubbles?
Yes.
And then you blow the bubbles straight onto the paper?
Yes.
I see.
Mummy, when sirens flash, it means there's an emergency and it wakes the fire up. And you say, oh my goodness, what's on fire?
Watch that, don't go over there, please. Mind your book. Right, now it's still in November. Thomas tried hard to manipulate his pencil, and it's a pencil control activity. You've got all these different trees, haven't you?
And he's a funny monkey.
Yes, so what did you have to do?
Who's
he did that very well.
Who's that? funny man.
I think it's Peter Pencil. Peter Pointer. What have you done? You've got a pencil and you've lined all the trees up. What sort of trees are those?
Green, but Mummy.
Palm trees.
This place with a pet.
Let's have a look. Oh, yes, the photograph of you on the front. Playing with a baseball bat. Whoopsie-daisy. All right, your hair's very short there, so I wish you must have just had it cut on that picture.
Oh, yes.
And that was, well, it was September, wasn't it, when you first started?
No, maybe it's like the fountain.
No, it's damaged this book. You've got to be so careful with this book because it doesn't belong to us.
Please,
that machine, where you blow big, big, big. You can in a minute. Please. I want to just let's have a look, finish this book first. We've got palm trees. What sort of trees are those?
Palm.
Those are palm. What sort of trees?
Trees, Christmas trees.
Christmas trees. And what sort of trees are those?
Big, long trees.
Oh, they're big, long trees.
Those.
Ah, this was like this morning.
But
you've drawn a picture.
Together.
Yes, you've drawn a picture.
But Mummy, there was a house.
You've drawn a picture.
Oh, Mummy, you can't see it because Mummy, it's all shaded up.
It's all shaded up, and then after you've made this picture with the house,
oh,
they've put some tracing paper on top, and it says, "What colours can you see in the fog?"
Blue, green, purple, pink, red, and yellow.
Orange and yellow. That's lovely. It's a picture of a house, and in the sky there's, excuse me, have you just bitten my thumb?
Yeah.
There's moon and stars. Now this is a lovely one. No, but you ever write. This is a picture of Santa, and it says Thomas has been writing a letter to Santa. He has indicated a list of gifts he would like. Oh, sorry, he has included a list of gifts he would like. Dear Father Christmas, I would like an indicator. Well, that's a flector, isn't it? You call it a flector.
Like an indicator.
Who bought you a nice flector for Christmas?
Mummy.
Apple.
Apple bottom.
Chocolates and some sausages. Dear Father Christmas, I would like an indicator, chocolates and some sausages for Christmas. Thank you. They're from...
Don't forget sweets.
Thomas, December 2000. Oh, this is lovely, isn't it? I have 5 toys in my stocking. What have you got in your Christmas stocking?
A book.
Yes.
A dolly.
A dolly.
A bear.
Teddy bear.
A kite and a big boy.
Now that reminds me of the song you sang at Christmas at nursery. What hurrah for Christmas Day. Sing that one to me, because I think all the things that are mentioned in that song.
Dear the Father Christmas, what he got for me? Open his sack and let me see. Here's a dolly dressed in white. Here's a jolly flying kite. Here's a ball with colours bright. Here's a ball teddy bear with jumps on. Here's a book with nice little stripes on. A love for Christmas Day.
How does that song start? I'll sing it with you, but how does it start?
Father Christmas,
what have you got for me? Put the sack off your back and let me look and see. Here's a dolly dressed in white. Here's a jolly flying kite. Here's a ball with colours bright. Hurrah for Christmas Day.
But here's a Father Christmas, what have you got for me? Take the sack off your back and let me look and see. Here's a jolly dressed in white. Here's a jolly flying kite. Here's a ball with colours bright. Here's a teddy bear. Hurrah for Christmas Day. And teddy book.
And a book. The book says bedtime stories. Story books. That's a picture of Ellen.
Okay, you read that bit.
Then we've got the January 2001 news. I got a garage from Santa. Is that a picture of your garage?
Yes, and that's a big splash. Slope, and that's your
big fast slope, the ramps going up and down the garage with the cars on them. Beautiful. Ah, this is January 2000. Oh, I haven't seen this because this is what you brought home today.
That's Thomas, and that's Jamie. There's Iran, and there's Mara, and there's Matthew.
Is that Matthew or Joshua?
Joshua.
Joshua. Beautiful. There's a picture here. This is obviously...
Dingley Bay.
This is obviously a Christmas picture. Was this the Christmas party at nursery?
Yeah.
Ah, because you've got your posh waistcoat on and best shirt.
And the little girls have all got beautiful dresses on, haven't they? And everybody's wearing nice hats.
Mum and Luke is on the paper.
Oh, the fire engine. And there's a beautiful Christmas tree behind
them. That's where we live.
Is it? I can just see on the table some plates and napkins, and they've got who on them?
Santa!
Santa! So who's on the picture again, Thomas? You are.
Thomas. Jamie.
What colour shoes have you got?
And blue.
Blue.
Jamie's there.
Yes.
Thomas, Jamie, Elam, Smaller, Joshua.
Beautiful. That's just a few of your friends, isn't it? How lovely. And you're wearing that beautiful hat that you made at nursery, aren't
yeah.
you? You wore that for the little carol concert, didn't you? Now, what have we got up here? It says counting and number recognition.
Excuse me.
Yes?
This family is not going on the numbers, but it's going near the numbers.
So you had to count up to five, all these things, five things. We've got three chickens. How many Wellingtons?
Oh.
How many boots?
Oh, my boots. I need to park here.
Oh, I see. We can't look at that because you're parking your fire engine in it.
I can see the pictures from here.
Can you?
Can. One, two, three, four, five.
Five boots? How many butterflies?
Excuse me, I can see better. One, two, three.
Three little chickens.
Two butterflies. Two, three, one, two, three, four, five.
Five, what are they?
Lollies.
Lollies, that reminds me of Spain. And do you know who's in Spain at the moment?
One, two, three, four.
Four.
Lollies.
No, those are lollipops. What are these?
Mittens.
Mittens, four mittens, five lollipops. Who's in Spain at the moment?
Lollies.
Ben is, isn't he? Ben and Charlotte are in Spain, and somebody else is, and I can't think of... Who's the other person that's in Spain at the moment?
Isabel's not there.
No, Isabel's not in Spain, no.
Ben
and Charlotte...
Jamie is.
No. Joshua, this little boy that's in the photograph with you, he's in London at the moment with his mummy and daddy. Ben and Charlotte are in Spain. Craig, you know Lisa's little boy, they're going to Spain in a few weeks at half term.
Sorry, Mum, it's fabulous. Going on number four.
I've just remembered who it is. It's little, you know, last week we went to the beehive and we saw Daniel. Daniel's gone to Portugal this week. Right, now, is this something you've done today? Don't drive that on the photograph, Tommy, because it will damage it.
Yeah, but the phone is going backwards and he knows where he is now.
Look, in this picture, the photograph.
There's a guy across, there's a fire, Nino.
Tesco carrier bags. Yeah. And they have lanterns in. You made these lanterns, wow. Didn't you? And hats.
I've fallen off.
You've fallen off your chair. Right, have you done this today? This is the number 13. You've made that number 13 out of crunched up paper, and there are 13 little dots.
Mummy, that's toffee paper.
Is it toffee paper, sweetie paper? Yeah. Well, toffee paper makes really nice pictures. Well, we've one more page to look at, and then we read the Oh, February. We're into this month now, February.
That's circle and that's our shortest and that's a big one.
Right, it says, oh, you've written your name at the top there, that's great. It says, Thomas has been trying hard to order strips of paper by height. Blue, oh, have you chosen blue because that's your favourite colour?
Yeah.
Which is the tallest one?
That one.
Which is the smallest one?
That one. That one.
And which is the middle one?
Bing.
Which is the strip on the right? Clever boy. Which is the one on the left? Which is the one in the middle? You clever little boy, aren't you?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! And you've written Thomas on there. So let's have a look in September. That's where we started.
Can I get the book back?
And that's where we finished in February.
The big book.
September, October, November, December, January,
one.
February.
A big blue book bag.
Nearly 6 months ago. There's your blue book bag.
Thanks.
Okay.
Cheers. But I need that as well.
All right, so you're going to put the book away?
Yes, but I'll show you how you do it.
Very carefully, Tom, please. Very, very carefully.
Put it upside down.
Okay. Right, this is the booklet you brought home from nursery.
Are you watching?
It's about a goat, not a donkey. Yes, I'm watching. Be very careful not to damage it.
Can you hold it?
Yes, I'll hold it over.
Tight.
This is what happens at nursery. You have to put your own books away. Very good. Do you want to put your library book in there as well?
Well, no, because we got. I didn't see the page.
It's all right. Will you have a read of your library book then?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, they've burnt.
What's the book called? Let's have a look. Oh, it's about a farmer, isn't it? The Great Goat Chase. Oh, that sounds very nice. I think we can read that. We'll read that in bed tonight, and then we can read it all over the weekend, can't we? What's that in the sky?
Moon.
A big moon.
A firework.
No, I don't think it's a firework. It's the moon and little stars twinkling in the sky. Do you know what that's called?
What?
A shooting star. When a star suddenly falls out of the sky, and you see it very occasionally, a star will fall out of the sky and it will go You see it falling through the sky with a little trail of light behind it, and it's called a shooting star. It's shooting down to Earth.
And it's falling in the river.
Mm.
I hope it doesn't get eaten. And that's the end of the
book. Is that the end of the book? Well, we'll read it. We'll read this in a few minutes if you like.
Okay.
Just let me turn the tape off. Please sit down, tell me your form.
I won't.
Excuse me, do as you're told.
Won't.
You will, and then you'll be sorry.
I'm being brave. Well,
it's no good being brave if you've got a broken neck, is it? Just try not to do it in the first place.
Be brave, please.